going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst. And Dave, look, I want to start here. It's not Falcons related, but I was thinking about this and thinking about you over the weekend. The Cleveland Browns quarterback room with really five names in it, although you won't have to include Deshaun Watson probably. You ever deal with a situation like that where you walked into a room and competing with guys and it was absolutely just loaded down with other people in there?
No, Mike, it is a strange situation, no question. I thought that, once they kind of solidified their quarterback situation, I don't know if their quarterback situation is solidified anyway. But once they took Dylan Gabriel, thought, okay, well, that's not where Shador is going to go. And then a couple rounds later, Shador is going there. So it's a really odd situation. I heard the interview with Coach Stefanski and talking about how they were going to get everybody reps. You know, essentially Deshaun Watson, I know his name's in the mix, but he's not going to play. So you're talking about four quarterbacks with the two veterans, Pickett, the young veteran, and, of course, Flacco, the older guy coming in. So it'll be interesting to see how they divide up the numbers because you're trying to get everybody reps. Flacco has some understanding of their offense. And, you know, as you go through the offseason, you gain some knowledge of what you're going to do, but then you got to put it into action in 3 seconds as a quarterback and react to new terminology. You know how it goes as a player going to a different team. So you're going to have three players that are kind of trying to learn on the job where Flacco is a guy that was there a couple of years ago and has an understanding of the system. So it's really an odd situation. And it'll be interesting to see how they manage those two young guys and give them an opportunity to make the team.
Arch, we talked to you Friday about what they did on Thursday night, but I loved what they did in the third round. You know, this is a team that had limited picks, and they only had five, and I thought they did a pretty good job with all of them. But let's talk about it, Xavier Watts. Some people had him as the third best safety on the board. The knock you heard was, well, you don't want him in man-to-man, which, okay, that's fine. But he is a football IQ guy. He seems to be a ball hawk, and it's based on his instincts. What do you think about Xavier Watts?
Yeah, in all honesty, you don't really want any safety in man-to-man coverage unless he's locked on a tight end or somebody that you know he can run with. There's not really – that's always an advantage for a quarterback as you're trying to get safeties locked on slot receivers. So that's going to be across the board. So that's kind of a stupid argument that you don't want him in man coverage. So let's throw that one out the window. 13 interceptions tells me he has an idea where the football is going and knows how to get his hands right. A former wide receiver that was forced to play some linebacker a little bit, kind of a nickel dime linebacker at Notre Dame, and then ultimately shifted to safety. He's a 2-time consensus All-American. So I think his credentials kind of carry the fact that he can play safety and knows how to play the position and knows how to maybe negotiate his way through some man coverage situations. The guys that you mentioned it, Bo, he's a ball hawk. I think he generated another two or three or four forced fumbles. So the guy gets the ball out. you know, when you start looking at the Falcon draft and you said, okay, what do we need to do defensively? We need to get to the quarterback. We need to generate more turnovers. Well, you went and got two guys that can get to the quarterback, and you went and got two guys that all they do is take the football away. I mean, Billy Bowman Jr. has 11 career interceptions himself, 24 interceptions between these two safeties you took in the third and fourth round, and four of them returned for touchdowns. So you're talking about, you know, and I know you didn't mention Billy Bowman Jr. here, but you talk about a guy that's an instinctual player now. He's undersized. Everybody's going to say, well, he doesn't fit the, you know, fit the per diem of what where you're supposed to be as a safety or the measurables. What he does is he makes plays. Guy had 200 career tackles at Oklahoma. He had 11 interceptions. Three of those he took back for touchdowns. And he just has the ability to be around the ball. His dad's a high school football coach. He understands how to play. So I thought they got two guys that are really going to help them in special teams as well. I think that's the part that we forget about. We think about them on defense, but let's not forget about what they're going to contribute on special teams in that area with Marquise Williams and some of the nuances that are changing with coverage units and things like that.
Well, Arch, just to pop in real quick with Bowman. No, I didn't mention him, but I think it's a good point. He's even a guy that at times at Oklahoma played a little bit of nickel and played in the box against the run. He was liked. His skills against the run was good. But he's a guy that is a little bit more athletic, even though he's undersized. And Ulbrich even mentioned at some point, I think it was Saturday afternoon in the press conference or whenever the media got to speak with him, that he could kind of try to be groomed to play that nickel spot.
Yeah, he can, Bo. He runs. He's about a 4.45 guy, so runs a little bit better. Not the biggest guy in the world, 5'10", 5'11", about 195. But kind of one of those pesky guys that kind of gets in your hip pocket and bugs you, has an understanding of how to play. Like I said, a coach's son. Go back and look at the numbers these kids had when they were in high school as wide receivers. Bowman had over almost 1,300 yards receiving, I think 14 or 15 touchdowns. Wow. And Watts was off the table. When it came, he played in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska high school. He had almost 3,000 yards receiving and almost 40 receiving touchdowns. Really was recruited to Notre Dame as a wide receiver and transitioned to DB. So both these guys are extremely good athletes.
We are talking with former Atlanta Falcons quarterback and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer. And Dave, I'm so curious about the mindset of these guys. They just got drafted. You've been through this. Mike has been through this. Brought immediately to Atlanta. What's going through Jalen and James's heads right now, for that matter? Xavier, Billy Bowman, Jack Nelson. It's got to be like drinking from a fire hose right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you start trying to absorb. And welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
That's really cool. There's no question that as a young player you come in, there's a lot of anxieties and things that you have to put away that you're only going to be able to put away once you go through them. Like, you know, how do I get from the airport to the facility? And, you know, where am I going to stay? And all those kind of things that kind of go into a young player. And then you got the competition part of it. You know, this is two safeties are coming in. We've got, you know, they went and got Jordan Fuller. You got Jesse Bates coming back. You got DeMarco Helms coming back off injury. So, you know, you got to go make a team. You got to be able to absorb what they want to do defensively. And from a safety perspective, we just talked about those two guys. They're going to play multiple positions, probably going to play in the back end. They're going to rock down in that invert position as a safety. They're going to play dime and nickel linebacker positions probably. So a lot to absorb from a blitz standpoint, from a coverage standpoint. So there's no question, but you're trying to get out of the way as much as you can, the periphery stuff, the outside noise. Where do I go here for this? What do I do there for that? And that all comes with a rookie, and all that goes away only once you can kind of settle yourself as to, you know, how am I going to get here? How am I going to get there? And that's that kind of outside the football part of it, you know, the social part of it that they're going to have to deal with that most, you know, veterans don't have to think about anymore.
Yeah. Dave Archer joining us, Atlanta Falcons radio analyst. Dave, we've spent the last few days talking about what the Falcons did in the draft. Let's spend just a couple of minutes here talking about what they did not do. And I've made the argument numerous times. Bo knows this. I've talked to him about it. I think one of the more underrated losses of this offseason is going to end up being Eddie Goldman. He brought something to the table that nobody else did. The Falcons do not get a defensive tackle in the draft. What do you think the immediate future, and I guess long-term as well, is for some of the spots that, you know, the Falcons did not address in the draft?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, there were a couple of guys I really liked, Mike, and I liked a couple of guys really early in the draft, too. I could have seen them. We did our pre-draft show, and I picked three guys that potentially could fall in Atlanta's lap. None of the three were the ones we ended up going with, but I had Mykel Williams, who ended up going to the 49ers. Then I had Kenneth Grant, who I liked a lot. A lot of people are talking about Mason Graham, his cohort on the interior, and rightly so. But I thought Kenneth Grant, 6'4", 335, was that guy that you're talking about, a run plugger, a guy that had really good feet, could push the pocket to the interior. In talking to a few of the Falcon brass coaches and things, they felt like they had enough big people that they didn't have to attack that area. Now, certainly with the limited draft capital that they had, they pinpointed, they felt like they needed to get some guys in that second and third level at the safety spot, and certainly in the on the first level from an edge rusher standpoint. And when you only have a few draft picks, I guess you got to kind of pinpoint some areas. But I would agree with you. There was a couple of guys that I really liked defensive tackle-wise. And you also wonder – you know, they re-signed Kadarius Hodge, and we saw how good Kadarius Hodge could be in the slot with the play he made against Tampa in overtime to win the game. Maybe they're very comfortable with that. I think the receiver core comes back for the most part intact. There were a couple of guys I would have loved to have seen, a couple of more Iowa State's jerseys back here last year that I'd like to have seen him grab, Jalen Knoll in particular. But Knoll ended up going to the second round to, or third round, I guess, to the Texans. They got three Iowa State wide receivers down there in Houston. You think they like Cyclones at all down there?
Well, I think they probably do, my friend.
Maybe they're doing smart drafting, Arch. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, man. That's Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst Dave Archer. Arch, let's get a beer soon, dude. That's been too long.
Sounds good, man. I'd love to. Sounds
appreciate
great.
You hanging out with us, man. That's Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons quarterback.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.